producing a report or launching a report on a Healing Foundation initiative called Collective Healing. And it's the title of the report is Sharing Our Stories, but I guess the core element of it is about collective healing. What the initiative was about was 31 projects that the Healing Foundation funded dealing with healing for stolen generations. Now, in those 31 projects, more than 3,600 members of stolen generations participated in those projects over a 2 to 3 year period. You know, we've gleaned a lot of information and learning from that work. And we've done that. Those projects were developed by Stolen Generations members with our support. And some of the key outcomes that we'll be talking about, 72% of the Stolen Generation members who participated in that work, in those projects, say that they're better able now to care for their trauma and grief in healthy ways. 68% felt more confident about accessing cultural and community support services to aid their ongoing healing journeys. 77% reported an increased sense of belonging and connection to their culture. Now, those are significant results and significant outcomes. And the initiative was designed to provide opportunities and support for Stolen Generation members' services and organisations to lead and develop their own solutions to deal with the profound trauma, grief and loss that they've experienced through Stolen Generation's policies, and to reduce the damaging effect of those policies and past government practices on Stolen Generations, their families and communities. Also, at the core of it was to create opportunities for Stolen Generations members to reconnect to their culture and strengthen their cultural identity and pride. And those elements have been realised through those projects, and we've seen great results.
I can imagine that would reduce the isolation for the community members who are going through that healing process, and also, as far as healing is, I guess, directed these days, it's about a holistic approach, incorporating a whole different lot of groups and people to, you know, working with someone to get to where they need to go.
There's a whole range of ways that people can do it, and, you know, the Healing Foundation has funded a variety of different types of projects that have either targeted men's healing or kids' healing, Stolen Generations, women and other groups. But the core elements of all the work that we've funded has been culture, so people wanting to reconnect with their culture, strengthen their identity and, you know, build better relationships with each other and in their families and communities. And there's different pathways to get there. They're the core elements. That's what people want to do. So, you know, the Stolen Generations Initiative, Collective Healing, you know, put people back on country. You know, they sat around having yarning circles. They shared stories. They get inspiration and encouragement from each other to improve their lives and their outlook on life. And you can't get that from from taking a tablet or a pill or from a doctor or a psychiatrist. It comes from each other. So it comes from within. Our culture is strong, you know. These projects, you know, they had it underpinned by culture, by strengths, focused and trauma-informed. So they're very positive approaches. They're not wallowing in the past, even though the past is a big factor, but we move on from the past. And we see Stolen Generations who are on healing journeys doing that. And, you know, that's why we're calling this year's anniversary, you know, celebrating our heroes. We should all see Stolen Generations survivors as heroes. But I'm not a Stolen Generations member, so I don't know what that experience is like. But I can certainly imagine what it might be like, you know, to not have my mother and father in my life and my sisters and family around me. You know, I was lucky I grew up in a safe family environment, but to have that removed and that opportunity to do that, we can't know what that's like unless we've experienced, and that's why Stolen Generations want to do collective healing, and that should be supported, and we shouldn't shy away from the past. This country shouldn't shy away from the truth of its past and the truth of its history and the impact of colonisation. We don't raise it to make people feel guilty about the past. We raise it so we understand the present challenges we have.